Overflow. It's a release. It's everything, you know, that I carry around with me, and it's a fucking release valve for that. It's my day coming out of my body through my bits.
I think the best way I've ever heard it described, and I like to use this one, is purple earthquakes.
Waves throughout your body, feet tingling, like fireworks going off, and it sounds really cheesy. Love orgasms.
Orgasm, the fun bit of sex, the grand finale, the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. It makes evolutionary sense for a man to have one. It makes the babies. But for women, well, it's not so clear.
We know what a male orgasm looks like. We can see visible evidence of that. But the female orgasm is seen as being more elusive and, you know, more mysterious. And, you know, it's inside. It's dark. You can't see it.
Scientists are still trying to work out the female orgasm. One study suggests that you can tell if a woman will orgasm easily by the shape of her upper lip. Another one blames bad genes for orgasm trouble. Another says it's all about the thickness of a teeny tiny bit of tissue between the vagina and the urethra.
Oh, God.
I'll have what she's having.
And these days, women are ready to face the needle to achieve bigger, better orgasms. Meet Dr. Les Blackstock.
I'm a cosmetic surgeon with a special interest in labial sexuality issues, vaginal tightening.
And for the last 4 years, he's been doing a procedure called G-spot amplification.
The G-spot's an area at the front of the vagina that has a sensitivity that gives an unrealized sexual pleasure. An enhancement is attempting to increase that area's sensitivity.
Like an amplifier makes music louder, this procedure makes the G-spot bigger and more likely to be affected by intercourse.
We personally use an injection of a product. It's also used when you enhance lips or cheeks, so it's a dermal filler called a hyaluronic acid. It's done with a speculum, so same if you have been having a pap smear from that way. And you know, it's done in an office procedure and people come in and walk out and no one would know you had it.
Except for your partner.
You'll know much more than him. And I've had some women who've never had a vaginal orgasm before achieve it. Many who have a significant positive change from that side. I never promise that we'll be able to make a dramatic change, but at least 80-85% of women do experience a positive change from that way. It can last a year, 15 months, and there are some research being done to use products that last quite a lot longer, and there's a surgical procedure that's just starting to come out where we can do a permanent G-spot enhancement, but it really needs a little bit of work to prove its safety at this time.
Are you concerned about the long-term effects of injecting things like this into people's private parts?
Well, when they were originally using the collagen, which now is not commonly injected into faces, there were problems with allergic reactions. They've moved on to hyaluronic acids, which have been used millions of times, and the safety research of those is very good. A very small percent of people have any problems and dramas, and the body basically reabsorbs it.
The procedure comes with a cost, normally a few $1,000s, and a bucket load of controversy. For starters, scientists can't quite agree on where exactly the G-spot is. Dr. Les says it's off to one side, others suggest it's right in the middle. Recently, research was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, reviewing over 100 studies on the G-spot in the last 60 years. They say they found no conclusive evidence that the G-spot even exists.
Well, frankly, Mick, when I first learned to do the enhancement technique, I was in the wrong area. We now know that the G-spot's not located centrally underneath the urethra from that side, it's to the side. You need a roadmap where to find it, and then once you've got there, you know how to use it properly.
The G-spot is something that's described, but it's not something that you can find in an anatomy textbook. Even before the long-term effects, we need to be concerned about where exactly this foreign body is being injected.
That's Dr. Gino Pecoraro. He's the spokesperson for the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. He says you should hang on to your money because there's no peer-reviewed research that this actually works.
And that means proper studies to see that, one, it works, and two, perhaps sometimes more importantly, that it does not do harm to those women from things like scarring, disfigurement, infection, and then pain with intercourse. Women are putting trust in people performing these so-called procedures and handing over obscene amounts of cash for something that is not proven, and we've got people who are injecting foreign bodies into the vagina that don't agree where they should be injecting things. To me, that doesn't sound like we've got the science yet.